7 o'clock in San Francisco and the West Coast, and time for Minds Over Matter. Dana Rodriguez, Lori Fisher, and Jerry Nachman will match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Our telephone number is 415-841-4134 with your answers and questions tonight on Minds Over Matter.
Ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
And everybody else, too. So welcome, everybody, to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a wonderful weekend, and we can pull you away from the game for a little while. Because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, we promise to give you an update on the score if we hear anything about it. And, you know, we'll all keep a good thought for the Giants.
Yeah. So, people can call in.
Yeah.
With the score.
All right. That's fine. And we'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So that number is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or you can call toll-free 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-8255. I have a feeling that somebody in Union City is really not watching the game, and they're trying to call right now. So that's just a guess.
You can be doing both.
Yeah, it's an educated guess. Again, 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Our email address, as I had to explain to Jerry, is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Because he's never used it in his life. mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Or you can hear our show online anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That means Tuscany, too. You can listen to it there. kalw.org. And if you like a podcast of the show, it should be available reasonably soon afterwards at kalw.org. All right. Now that I wasted all that time, we will start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Now that George Clooney has relinquished his title as the nation's most eligible bachelor, Jerry Nachman feels himself ready to step up and fill the void. Well, you've always been the most eligible bachelor around here.
Around here. But now that Clooney's out, he's in.
Yeah, I want to go national.
Okay.
Okay.
International.
Yeah.
To Tuscany.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lori Fisher knows that our loyal audience will be watching the Giants game on mute while listening to Minds Over Matter and calling in with the score.
I hope so. And, believe it or not, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, by way of Perry Como, hopes the Giants come a long way from St. Louis and climb the ladder of success.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lyrics worked.
Yeah, they do. And, so. And it's a sports reference from Mr. Rodriguez.
That's right.
I didn't know that was a Perry Como song.
Well, he's the one that had the hit with it at first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm.
And, all right, that all being said, we will begin with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. If I were involved with Sharp Eagles, Schweenies, S-C-H-W-E-N-I-E-S, Maltipons, M-A-L-T-I-P-O-N-S, and Chugs, C-H-U-G-S, what would I be doing?
This is an activity.
Well, I put it into those terms. It's not an activity.
But you have to be doing something.
What do all those things share in common would be better?
They're all the same thing.
Well, they're all types of the same thing? Or
same ilk of thing, yeah.
Okay. Once more, just give the list once more.
Schweenies, Sharp Eagles, Maltipons, and Chugs.
Are they kinds of clothing?
No.
Chugs.
Sounds familiar.
No, it's not
Sharp
familiar. Not to me, anyway.
Schweenies.
Is it food-related at all?
No.
Kills that.
Yeah. They sound like candies. Or something.
Mm. All right. Lori, why don't you go ahead?
All right. Well, as...
We're not getting any traction on your question at all.
People, this will get them away from the game. This is the week or two of the Nobel Prizes, and I always like to talk about those.
Bypassed again.
Yeah. The Nobel Prize for Literature, yes. Well, bypassed all Americans. No American has won the Nobel Prize for Literature in this century. So my question is, who was the last American to win the Nobel Prize for Literature? And as an adjunct, there was one decade in which we Americans won it three times. What was the decade and who were the three winners?
I understand Philip Roth loses sleep every year around this time.
How about
time.
Toni Morrison for the last,
Very good. 1992, sure. Toni Morrison.
Good job.
Very good at that. Okay. So I'm looking for the decade, the decade in which American writers won three times and who they were. It started, by the way, in 1907.
You want the decade?
Yeah. Well, you can narrow down the decade.
You mean,
that'll help you.
I'm sorry. You mean, no, that's not the decade you're talking about, though.
Well, in one decade, three Americans won.
But you're not going to say what the decade is.
No, you're going to say that.
40s.
No.
Okay.
Let's see. Sinclair Lewis and Pearl Buck, is that the 30s?
That's the right decade.
It is. Okay, well, I got
that's
two.
Two of the three. And who's the third one?
Dos Passos?
No. He never won.
Sinclair Lewis,
Pearl Buck, and Buck. One other writer.
Who's the third person in the 30s?
This is the 30s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
And this person, I don't know if it's him, is sandwiched in between the other two in time. Sinclair Lewis won it first. Pearl Buck won it last in the 30s.
So I think Pearl Buck won it in the maybe 34, 35, maybe, and For the Good Earth. And then Sinclair Lewis won it in 30, I think.
Yeah, I think this was 34. Pearl Buck was 36.
Okay, all right. Some writer is still read, reasonably well read today?
Yes.
Okay,
leave it out there with Chugs and Sweeney's.
All right. I guess I'll do mine, and then we'll take a call. On the list of the 75 or so best-selling books of all time, there is only one autobiography. What is it? It was published in the, it was published in the last 40 years or so.
Last 40 years?
Yeah.
Autobiography of Malcolm X?
No. And I don't want you to waste a guess and say The Diary of Anne Frank, because that's not an autobiography.
Yeah.
No.
And it's not Poor Richard's
Almanac. This particular book is meant to be an autobiography.
I was going to guess Poor Richard's Almanac, but it's not going to be
no,
that either.
No. Okay. So on the list of the 75 or so best-selling books of all time, there is only one autobiography.
So since 1970.
Yeah. In the last 40 years or so. It sold 20 million copies.
Oh, my.
Written in English.
Political? By a politician or a world leader?
No, not. I wouldn't call it political, no. No.
How about My Wicked, Wicked Ways?
No.
Errol.
A little before that.
And second question. The yearly Oscar at the Academy Awards for Best Makeup only started in 1981. Before 1981, there were only two honorary Oscars given for two individual films for makeup. So up until 1981, there are only two honorary Oscars given for makeup in the history of the Academy Awards. They were both for films in the 1960s. So I'd like to know what they are.
60s.
Yeah.
So these are good makeup in the 60s.
Yes.
Planet of the Apes?
That is one.
Very good.
That is one.
I thought that was 70s. Okay.
Yes. So, once more, before the yearly Oscar for Best Makeup started in 1981, there were two honorary Oscars given for makeup previous to that. One, both for films in the 1960s. One was for Planet of the Apes. What was the other film? And on the list...
How about 2001, another ape-like
that's
film?
That's a good guess, but no, not that.
No, there was no makeup involved.
There were actors dressed as
remember
apes.
Remember the apes when he throws the club up? The whole first 30 minutes is apes
only. I don't think there was that much. Anyway.
You want more apes.
Yeah.
Can't have too many apes.
I got the apes.
Not 1 million B.C. either. And first question again is, on the list of the 75 or so best-selling books of all time, there is only one autobiography. What is that?
20 million copies.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I have not read it. I've seen it in bookstores, but I have not read it.
Is it written by an American?
Maybe a naturalized citizen, but not originally an American.
And this is a Nobel, not a Pulitzer, right?
This has nothing to do with the Nobel or the Pulitzer.
It's a bestseller.
It's a bestseller.
No, I meant the... Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, just a bestseller. Okay.
Right, right.
Oh, okay. Misunderstood.
Yeah, only a bestseller.
All right, all right.
It never awarded anything that I can I know about.
How about Mother Teresa?
It's not a bad guess, but no.
It's not her.
Not her. And let's go to a call. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
You're from Union City?
Hello.
Yes.
You were talking about me, weren't you?
Yeah, we were. We were. Yeah.
I know who the other recipient for makeup was.
Okay, who's that?
William Tuttle for The Seven Faces of Dr. Love.
That's right. Seven Faces of Dr. Love.
And you know who did the makeup for Planet of the Apes?
Oh, I know. I didn't write it down.
Harryhausen, the famous makeup artist?
No, it was...
Tuttle?
Not Rick Baker. It was... not Tuttle. Tuttle did The Seven Faces of Dr. Love.
A guy named Smith was a big makeup artist.
Not Campbell.
Can I give it to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was John Chambers. He created Dr. Spock, Mr. Spock Zero.
All right.
Star Trek.
Good job.
Several questions.
Yes.
Let's see. What television sitcom's father's gravesite was offered for bidding on eBay?
Once more.
What television sitcom father's gravesite was offered for bidding on eBay?
Father's what?
His gravesite.
His
gravesite was offered for bidding on eBay. Probably the most bizarre item on that they ever had.
So, this is a sitcom, an actor who played a sitcom's father's gravesite.
Yeah.
<on eBay. laughs> sitcom father.
And was he famous for being a father in the sitcom? Robert?
Also being famous for being a father, a lawyer, too.
A lawyer.
You mean he was a lawyer in the sitcom?
No, he was a lawyer on another series before he did the sitcom.
Oh, on another series he was a lawyer.
So a sitcom.
Robert Reed.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
The Defenders and
the Brady Bunch.
Right. Yeah.
And how come his
who would buy that?
How come his gravesite was up for sale?
I don't know. I think it's financial straits or something. I forget.
Wow. even after you die, you have to worry about stuff like that.
Here's my second question.
Yes.
The name Horowitz was the real name of members of a comedy team. You know, there were two actors, five brothers. You know who it was?
Three Stooges.
Yeah, Three Stooges.
Yeah, Horowitz, yeah. But you know how many, I told you, there were five Horowitz brothers, and only one of them kept the original family name.
Well, it wasn't Curly, and it wasn't Moe.
No, there was... let's see. There was Samuel, who was Shemp, and there was I forgot. There was Mo. Let's see, Curly. Let's see, and then there was Jack, and there was Irving. Irving was the only one who kept the original family name.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call at area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Nick from San Francisco.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, I've got some stabs in the dark here. Was Hemingway the other Nobelist?
No, not in the 30s. He won in the 50s.
And that autobiography, was that Churchill?
It wasn't Churchill.
Was not.
And we're striking out here for the ball game here. Was that Golf Terms?
Golf. Was that the terms? Were they for golf?
Oh, no. That's a very good guess. They all sound like Golf Terms.
They do.
No, they're not.
Sharp Eagles.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, that's
thank you very much. Sorry that didn't work out there. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Sid. How are you?
Good.
So, very, very good talk about the Ebola situation. I like to say that the CDC totally underestimating the problem we could have with that virus. Totally, they're not handling it right at all, and that's obvious with the second infection. So, I have a question about viruses. And by the way, Ebola have killed so far several thousand people. So my question is, we'll go to viruses. Very smart, and I kind of dispute the idea that they're dead. In the presence of a host cell, this thing not only super alive, they multiply themselves by the thousands, take over the cell machinery, and also they mutate where they always compact any defense we make against them. They're very smart things. So Ebola so far, since it's discovered in 1976, killed several thousand people. It is, by the way, called Ebola Zaire. Do you know what Zaire is? What's the name of the current country?
Where the Ebola virus comes from?
Started. Was discovered the first time.
Well, it was named after the river, the Ebola River.
Right. In what country?
In Congo.
Zaire. The country then was called Zaire. Now it has different names.
Oh, Zaire. Yeah, well, the Congo.
Right, Republic of Congo.
Right.
So let's talk about, that virus so far killed several thousand people. Which virus killed more people than ever in the, which virus killed more people than ever in the last several years?
Well,
which virus?
The flu.
The Spanish flu.
Not the flu. I have 10, so I'll give you the answer quickly because we don't have much time. HIV. It killed so far 3.5 million people worldwide.
Well, that's in the last few years, maybe, but not overall. It's the flu or the Black Death.
Okay. So actually, the flu comes really much later. All right, let's talk about the second one. Which second one that killed more people than? So I'm going to give you the list.
All right,
rotavirus, which is very common country like India and other, which people get from eating contaminated food, kill about 611,000 people every year. Okay, let's go to number. Which is number 8? It kills.
We don't know. I don't know. These are two.
Skip it to 8.
55,000 people. It is called after madness. It is called the madness disease. You must know.
Mm-hmm.
Madness. Very easy.
Syphilis.
Hydrophobia.
Oh.
TB.
Rabies.
Killed 55,000. Okay.
How about tuberculosis?
Number 7, hantavirus, killed about 70,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Measles, so far killed 197,000 people worldwide. Now, these people should get vaccination.
Measles?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, number 5, hepatitis C. It killed 500,000 people a year. And number 4 is influenza. Actually, only kill about 500,000 people a year, believe it or not.
Only
500,000.
It's unbelievable. All right, then number 3.
It's pretty depressing.
Hepatitis B. Kill about 520,000 people. So you could see that we have to deal with that virus very quickly. If actually Ebola can mutate through the air, you'd be talking about hundreds of millions of dead people.
Stop scaring us. That's enough.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Ian.
Bye-bye.
Who was that character in Little Abner that always had the cloud right over their head?
Oh, Mr.
Joe.
And at the moment, that's...
Isn't that it? Isn't that Little Abner?
Yeah. He was always raining on his head.
There was a character in Superman also, wasn't there?
Mr.
Mixel.
Yeah.
You couldn't pronounce his name.
I don't think he had a cloud over
his head.
He had to make him pronounce
his name backwards.
I thought of that because
he is a little ray of sunshine. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. let's see. Well, according to Time magazine, what are the two safest states to live in the United States, and what are the two most dangerous states?
You mean generally, regardless of age group and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this health or criminality?
The safest would be the ones mostly free from crime and natural disasters.
Oh.
And the two most dangerous would be so for the same reasons.
Natural disasters.
So how about Utah as a safe state?
No.
No.
Skiing.
No. That's not a natural disaster.
Well, no. So the fewest deaths from accidents and things like that.
And crime.
Crime and natural disasters.
Natural disaster.
And the two most dangerous.
It's going to be a low population.
Well, I was thinking Hawaii, but then you could drown in
False hurricane. Volcano.
But those, volcano. Not many people fall into the volcano.
Drowning's not a natural disaster or crime. How about Alaska, though?
No.
Okay. How about Hawaii?
For the safest. The safest, no.
All right.
Okay, crime-wise, which is the highest crime? How about...
You want the highest crime?
He wants both.
Or the two least dangerous and the two most dangerous.
Most dangerous, okay.
Okay, is Florida in the most dangerous?
No.
Should be.
It should be.
Yeah.
I consider it dangerous.
And New Jersey?
New Jersey's number one.
There you go.
Dangerous, right?
With cement shoes.
Yeah.
Plus the government.
What
plus government.
About?
Yeah, right.
Okay,
we're looking for the most dangerous and two on the least dangerous.
All right, leave it at that.
How about Massachusetts for dangerous?
No.
Okay.
Least dangerous. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller? Hello? Anybody there?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, this is Gene from New York.
Hi, you're on.
Hi. So for the most dangerous, how about Mississippi?
No.
Okay, for the least dangerous, how about Maine?
No.
Ooh. Okay. For the, well, I'm not really sure about the biography, but I have a question for you.
All right.
I'm going to name a movie bookstore, and you name the movie, okay?
I see. The bookstore that appears in the movie.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, so I'll start off with some easy ones. Geiger's.
Is that The Big Sleep?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Very good.
Argosy Bookshop.
Argosy? Is that what you said?
Oh, that's...
Argosy Bookshop.
Is that Vertigo?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah.
And Shop Around the Corner, so the one with James Stewart wasn't a bookstore, I think.
Yeah, no, that was a luggage store, kind of a luggage store.
Right.
Leather goods.
It's a bookstore in this movie.
Oh, it's the one with Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah. You've
Got Mail.
Right.
Yes, okay. And then Shakespeare and Company in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Is that in Funny Face? No, it's not Funny Face.
You know, it might be. I
think it's in
Midnight. No, I don't think so.
Midnight in Paris?
Yeah, very close. Before Sunset.
Okay. All right.
I think in Midnight in Paris, they might have.
I think it's in quite a few.
A few.
Pageant in New York.
What is it again?
Pageants.
Pageant. Books and
pageants
in New York.
Pageants.
Don't know that.
Not familiar with that. No.
Maybe I'll leave it out.
Okay.
Flourish and Blotch.
Wow.
What is it again?
Sort of a wizardry sort of bookstore.
Would you read that again? Say that again.
Flourish and Blotch.
Is that Harry Potter?
Yeah, in the Chamber of Secrets.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, good.
And Monsieur Labisse's bookstore?
Say it again.
Monsieur Labisse bookstore. I don't know if it has the name, like it actually has a name, but they refer to it as Monsieur Labisse's bookstore.
Is that Hugo?
That's good.
Yes, very good.
Very good. Very good.
And let's see, one more. Raise Occult Books.
Is that Bell Book and Candle?
Ooh.
I'm sorry?
Is that Bell Book and Candle?
No, much more
guess.
Lowbrow than that.
Lowbrow, okay. Raise it. Oh, Little Shop of Horrors? I don't know.
No. Okay, well, I'll give it to you. It's Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, all right.
I thought you would give us the name of the bookstore in
there was one.
84 Charing Cross Road. What was the name of that bookstore?
Oh, yeah. Right.
No, it's.
I'd recognize it if I heard
something in Chartwell or some English.
Things that I was researching. Actually,
okay.
I slipped my mind.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I'll give you the other one. It's Pageant. Pageant bookstore is from Hannah and her sisters.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
it's a real bookstore in New York City.
Oh, yeah, that's where Michael Caine flirts with Barbara Hershey.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. Yep. That's it.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good question. Thank you. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We do enjoy bringing the show to you. If you'd like to join us here with a question or answer, the number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is 415-841-4134. Or you can call toll-free 866-798-8255. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman. From Diablo Valley College, teacher Lori Fisher, I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And Lori, it's your turn.
All right. Well, of all things, Business Insider does an occasional interesting column. In this one, they picked the most famous movie that was set in every state. And they had some interesting criteria. They said they used the state's prominence in the movie and leaned towards movies that were filmed in that state. So I'm going to give you five states, and I concur that these are they're famous and the state matters in
but
the movie itself.
But there's probably a lot of movies shot in all these states.
Well, these are the ones where the state is considered prominent and it was probably filmed there. And
I get it. Okay.
And then we have some wiggle room. Okay.
Okay.
Number one is, I give you five of them, and I agree, Iowa. Is number one. Two is Vermont. 3 is North Dakota. 4 is Illinois. 5 is The Shining. So we have Iowa.
5 is what?
I just gave you the answer.
Well, that would be Colorado.
That would be Colorado. Okay, let me make number 5. Number 5 is Washington State.
Washington.
So 1 is Iowa, 2 is Vermont, 3 is North Dakota, 4 is Illinois, and 5 is Washington.
So like the bridges of Madison County for
that
Iowa?
That would be one. That isn't it, though.
Oh, it's not it?
Nope.
We're not the Music Man?
It is not the Music Man. Both good guesses.
Iowa.
Oh, Iowa.
State Fair?
Not State Fair.
Well, those are all set
in
Iowa.
It's about the Iowa State Fair, yeah. Well, Vermont, let's see.
Vermont.
Yep.
North Dakota would be Fargo.
It would be. Very good. All right.
Yeah.
I picked him a bell on that one.
Washington is, Twin Peaks doesn't count because it's
Twin
TV.
Peaks doesn't count, yeah. Although
okay. Illinois is?
Illinois.
Now, is the Illinois one set in Chicago?
It is.
Oh, there have been lots of movies set in Chicago.
Yeah, tons.
Well, this one.
Well, the Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers would be a good choice.
That's set entirely in Chicago.
Yes, I know. So is this movie. This one takes place in downtown, like the Blues Brothers. Blues Brothers would have been an equally good choice to this.
Little Caesar.
The Fugitive.
Not The Fugitive.
That's set entirely in Chicago, too.
Well, there's many movies set in Chicago, including this one.
This
is Chicago and in the suburbs of Chicago, the one that they picked.
Oh, suburbs. Now you're more
Both downtown and in
Home Alone.
They don't go downtown, do they?
No. Part of it.
Yeah, all right.
Vermont.
Yeah, Vermont, Iowa, Illinois, and Washington.
What kind of movie is the one set in Vermont? I mean, what genre would you say?
I would call it a delightful movie that includes music.
In Vermont.
Yeah.
But not Moonlight in Vermont. A delightful film. Mm-hmm. It's older?
It's the oldest of the ones.
Holiday Inn.
Right next door to it.
Oh, White Christmas.
White Christmas,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Very
good.
All right.
Very good. All right. Iowa, Illinois, and Washington.
Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes a great notion is Oregon, isn't it?
It's Oregon. That might be the
Washington.
One. Yeah, Washington.
That might be the one for Oregon.
Though. Well, yeah, it might be. I didn't include it.
All right.
We'll include that next time,
Washington, and then I can guess it.
You're not sleepless in Seattle.
It is.
Oh, okay.
Jerry's not gotten to me. All right. So we're down to Iowa and Illinois. Right. And by the way, I think I like the Blues Brothers better than what's on the list.
But I do, too.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, are you talking to me?
I am.
Oh, good. I'd like to guess Angela's Ashes for the autobiography.
That's a very good guess, but no, not Angela's Ashes.
Oh, yeah, that's an excellent guess, yeah.
All right, and when he mentioned Illinois, I was wondering about My Bodyguard.
Another good guess. It's in Chicago, but that's not what we were picking.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, we're about halfway through, so I'm going to give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 actors and actresses. They all appeared in a film that was the entire title of the film was the name of a country. So 7 actors and actresses,
okay.
Mostly
okay.
Actresses, that appeared in one film that 7 individual films, but the entire film title was the name of a country. So here we go. Number 1, Laura Linney. And this is a terrible movie, by the way. Although she's a good actress. Number 2, Sonia Haney. Number 3, Ava Gardner.
Okay, wait a minute. Are you going too fast?
Ava
Gardner, right. Okay.
Ava Gardner. Jerry wants to linger over Ava Gardner.
No, I don't. I don't like her.
Oh, no? Okay.
I don't. Number
4, Alan Ladd. I'll linger over Alan Ladd now. Number 5, Jonathan Pryce. Number 6, Marlena Dietrich. And number 7, Jerry's favorite, Maria Montez.
Cool.
So again, all these actors and actresses starred in a film, or 7 individual films, that entire title of the film was The Name of a Country.
Oh,
so
a
it's just one, just the name of a country. So number 1, Laura Linney. Number 2, Sonia Haney. Number 3, Ava Gardner. Number 4, Alan Ladd. Number 5, Jonathan Price. Number 6, Marlena Dietrich. Number 7, Maria Montez.
So I think Jonathan Price is Brazil.
Right, Brazil. You got the low-hanging fruit there.
That's all I enjoy, the low-hanging fruit. It's delicious.
All right.
Is Marlena Dietrich Morocco?
Yes.
All right. That's
got the almost
semi-low-hanging.
Almost low, as low-hanging.
I'm leaving the tough stuff for Jerry.
Yeah. I know. I didn't know those.
Everything else gets harder.
Yeah. Mogambo's not a country, is it?
No.
Well, Ava Gardner
that means white hunter or something like that.
Something really, not good.
Offensive.
Yeah.
Laura Linney,
Sonia Henie, Ava Gardner, Alan Ladd, and Maria Montez are left on that list.
Sonia Henie must be a Scandinavian country. So is there a movie of Denmark?
Could be. No, not Denmark.
Sweden?
And the number to join us is 415-841-4134. A couple of lines open, 866-798-8255. That's the toll-free number. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Okay, I had to turn down a baseball game. It's 2-2, top of the 7th.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, back to the important stuff. I don't really want to hear that. Anyway, I don't really have any answers. I guess it's the safest state. How about, I don't know, Kansas or somewhere in the Midwest, Iowa?
For safest?
Yeah. Maybe Jerry? Not. Farm accidents.
Safest, what did you say?
He said Kansas or Iowa, someplace.
No, that makes sense, but no.
I got a question for you, but it's about a month late, just under a day or short of a month late.
Oh, that's all right.
What was the first person to die in this type of accident in 1899 on September 13th, Henry Bliss?
Automobile accident.
Oh, yeah, you knew that one. I thought that was kind of unique.
Not anymore.
It's a quiz subject event of September 13th.
Yeah.
I'd like to read that Isaac Asimov super quiz thing.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm going back to both events at once now again.
All right.
Go Giants.
And let's see, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Andrew in Oakland.
Hi, Andrew.
I'm not a literature expert, but I do know that your 1930s Nobel winner is Eugene O'Neill.
That completes the set with Sinclair Lewis and Pearl Buck. Thank you. Yeah.
And you think of Eugene O'Neill maybe coming later because his great plays came later, but his greatest plays were after he won the prize.
That's a good point.
On the safest state, would that be Vermont?
No.
Or New Hampshire?
No.
Okay. And a question.
Yes.
There's a nice exhibit at the Oakland Museum right now. It's a collaboration with SF MoMA. And it's an art exhibit called On Fertile Ground. And it's about different artist groups in California, Northern California, coming together because of different reasons, whether it's patrons or the different federal funding in the 30s or they collect into the same colleges or whatever. So it's interesting. And one of these groups is the photography group called F64, which had its first exhibit in November of 1932. And I wonder how many of the photographers in the F64 group you could name? There were seven sort of in the initial group, and three
like
of them are pretty famous.
Like a Margaret Bourke White sort of group?
Well, she's not one. I don't know.
Is
Stieglitz?
No.
How about Stackpole?
No.
Oh.
But these are good people. Would be sort of the preeminent California photographer.
Oh, Ansel Adams.
Ansel Adams.
All right. Yeah.
That's one. Now, two others are pretty well known.
Starts to get hazy now.
Imogene Cunningham?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, very good.
Are any other women?
Yes, not very well known. The other well-known photographer is a man.
But California-based?
Yes.
Dorothea Lange, was she California?
Yeah, she's not in this group.
Oh, okay.
So none of these people like went on later to Life magazine or something like that, or Fortune?
You know, I don't know about, you know, there's four of them that I don't really know myself.
Winograd?
Oh, Gary, no. Gary Winograd?
Gary Winograd or Winograd? No.
No, you got the last initial right, but...
Oh, so W. Somebody starts with W. Ouija.
Oh. Ouija.
he's prominent.
I don't think so.
I don't think he's in that.
Walker Evans is the first.
Oh yeah, Walker
first
Evans.
Name.
That's
yeah.
not bad.
Okay.
No, we've run out of steam here.
Okay. The famous one, the third of the famous one is Edward Weston.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the other is less well known: John Paul Edwards, Sonia Noskoviak, Henry Swift, and Willard Van Dyke.
I think I've heard of Henry Swift. Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Right. Bye. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. We are a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry?
Okay. If I were involved with Sharp Eagles, Sweeneys, Multipons, and Chugs, what would I be doing or what would I be involved with?
Do you want to give people any sort of hint on that? It's not food-related.
Would I buy these in a sundry store?
What?
Would I purchase these in a sundry store?
These are
store?
Not products.
They're not products.
Not products. No. And it's not an activity in a...
No, it's not an activity.
Really. It's not a product. It's not a food.
No, it's not a product, not a food. Okay. What are the two safest states to live in? Free mostly from crime and natural disasters. And what are the two most dangerous states? Somebody got New Jersey. I'm looking for one more.
All right. I'm not somebody. Go ahead.
I am looking for the most famous movie based on the parameters I said set in Iowa and in Illinois. We got Fargo in North Dakota, White Christmas in Vermont. I gave away The Shining in Colorado and Sleepless in Seattle. So Iowa and Illinois.
How about Abe Lincoln in Illinois? Well,
great choice, but that's not no, that's okay. not what they have.
No, okay.
All right. How about young Abe Lincoln?
A very old no? Abe Lincoln.
All right.
Comes back to Illinois.
All right. Yes, on the list of the 75 or so best-selling books of all time, there's only one autobiography. It is not The Diary of Anne Frank, so don't guess that. So on the list of the 75 or so best-selling books of all time, there is only one autobiography. It's sold 20 million copies. It's been published in the last 40 years.
Wow.
And let's see, before the yearly Oscar or Academy Award for Best Makeup started in 1981, two honorary... Oh, I see. Somebody
that.
Got that. We got
yeah.
that. I'm sorry.
Dr. Lau and
right,
Planet
right.
of the Apes.
These actors all starred in a film in which the title is the name of a country. Now, I'm looking, they're all different actors in all different films. So, again, all these actors starred in different films in which the title of the film was only the name of a country, nothing else. So the ones we have left are Laura Linney, Sonia Henie, Ava Gardner, Alan Ladd, and Maria Montez. And that's it. So, let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, boy. Iowa, Field of Dreams.
Correct.
Oh,
very
good.
Yeah,
very
that's
good.
Nice. I agree. What about Illinois?
Untouchables.
No, another. All these are really good guesses. You're going to be very disappointed at the correct answer.
Well, I'm very disappointed. I grew up in Chicago.
Me too.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. How about that?
Yeah.
How about Sonja Henie in Norway?
No.
Alan Ladd, Canada.
No.
I'm stabbing in the dark.
Really? You're just naming countries.
It seemed logical. Okay. Well, that's all I got.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And I think it's your turn, Laurie.
Me.
Oh, it's your turn?
Yeah, he just asked the one about...
Well, then it's my turn.
Oh, okay. I didn't know we were. Okay.
I asked about the states, right?
Yeah, okay. It's my turn then.
Okay.
All right. Frederick March... Gerard Depardieu and Tom Selleck all have what in common? It's a film thing. Gerard Depardieu, Frederick March, and Tom Selleck all have something
they've,
in common.
They've all played cops and lieutenants, that kind of thing.
Much more specific.
Okay. Like a certain character?
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
they all?
Oh.
Two of them were in versions of Les Mis, but I don't think Tom Selleck.
No,
it's not that.
Not that.
So they're not Javert. I think two of them were Javert.
No, I don't remember. Maybe Gerard Depardieu was, but he was the Count of Monte Cristo. He wasn't in
about the Count of Monte Cristo?
No, it wasn't the Count of Monte Cristo. So Frederick March, Gerard Depardieu, and Tom Selleck all have what role in common?
In the movies.
In the movies. Yes. Yeah. All right, once more. Frederick March, Gerard Depardieu, and Tom Selleck all have what role in common?
Tom Selleck seems to be the outlier there. I don't know his work all that well.
You will be surprised to learn.
Yeah, that he played this role?
Yes. Not, it wouldn't be your immediate first, you know, first so thought not, wouldn't be him for this
how
role.
How about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Oh, that's not a bad guess, but no. Uh-uh.
And, I can't see Tom Selleck doing that.
I can't see him.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, hi, me.
Yes, is you, yes.
Yes, hi, I'm Bill from Los Altos.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, is the most recent one Three Men and a Baby?
No, interesting guess, but no.
All right, and how about the Illinois movie? Is it Risky Business?
Another good guess, but that's not it.
This is very subjective.
No kidding.
Well, they all are, but this one apparently really is.
Yes.
The one country movie, Congo?
Ooh. Oh, yes, for?
For Gardner?
No.
Lad?
But
Sonia Annie.
But there is, that is one of the movies, but you just had the wrong actor to go with it.
Has to be Montez.
I'll give it to you. It's Laura Linney.
Oh.
She was in Congo?
Yes. It's a terrible movie. Just terrible.
Congo.
From the mid-90s.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah. About a race of white apes in Africa. And
who's the males? Who's the male lead?
Oh, Dylan Baker and Tim Curry. And Tim Curry's in it. And yeah.
You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it. I said, no, I got it. I get it for free or else I never would have seen it.
Okay.
And let's see. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Robert in Berkeley.
Hi, Robert. You had to make up a name there? Go ahead. Sorry, we believe you.
There's a little echo on the line. Anyway, boy, I've been writhing on hold here with answers for Field of Dreams and Edward Weston and Cunningham, but that's all water under the...
There's your bell.
Last month, the Pacific Film Archive did a retrospective on films directed by Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you know in which Kubrick film there is an explicit reference to another Kubrick film.
Visual or verbal?
Oh, verbal.
So somebody mentions like 2001 or something like that?
Yes, more or less, and it's there's no question. It's not just a mere coincidence of words or something.
Is the film mentioned in the other film? Is that Lolita by any chance?
I'm sorry. Which
is it? Lolita? The film that is mentioned in another film?
No.
Okay.
Does it make sense? Like when we find it out?
Like Dr. Strangelove? Is that the film that's mentioned in another film?
No, that's not the one that's mentioned. Now, I haven't exhaustively combed through all the films. It's possible there are other mentions, but the one I'm thinking of one specific one.
All right.
I really think there's only one.
If you tell us in the context of how it was mentioned, would that give it away?
Not entirely, no. I mean...
Because we'll take anything.
We haven't named...
We want a hint, basically.
Yeah,
huh?
We want a hint. Yeah.
Okay, well, a character misidentifies himself.
He misidentifies himself?
Yes, in a joking way.
Oh.
And in doing so mentions this other film.
Or he refers to a character from another film, Kubrick film. Like
yes.
He identifies himself as that character.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's not Dr. Strangelove, and it's not Lolita. Which would, to me, be the two logical ones.
Yeah.
Oh, Spartacus.
Yes, that's right.
Oh,
I am Spartacus.
Yes. So which one does he do it in?
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
It's a good line.
Yeah.
Eyes Wide Shut?
I'm sorry, say again?
Eyes Wide Shut?
No.
I am Spartacus. Well,
so what?
Incidentally, it happens in the first, I would say, 3 minutes of the film, in the very first sequence, not necessarily the first camera angle, but the first sequence.
I don't recall that in 2001.
How about The Shining?
Nope.
Yeah, seems like something Jack Nicholson might say.
Yeah. we could probably guess it eventually if we went through all Kubrick's films. But
there aren't that many.
but okay,
here's a hint. Let's see. Peter Sellers is the one who misidentifies himself.
Oh, well, wait, but that's Lolita, isn't it?
It is, but
Lolita
you asked whether
Love.
Lolita was the film that was named. It's not. It's the film in which the name of Spartacus is mentioned. It happens in the first few minutes when Humbert Humbert is searching for the character Claire Quilty in his dilapidated mansion.
Right, right.
And he says, "Are you Quilty?" And he says, "No, I'm Spartacus."
All right.
Anyway, yeah. Thought it was interesting.
All right.
Good.
Well, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Kenny had just made Spartacus a few years before.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Like the year before.
Yeah.
Maybe. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Well, I was going to ask my musical question, but it's getting kind of late, so I think I'll hold that. let's see. What one country until 2001 had a flag with an initial of the country's name in the middle?
For a guy that hates geography, you ask a lot of questions about states and countries.
That's what maybe it's in the offer.
So say it again. It's a flag question?
What country, one country, until 2001 had a flag with the initial of the country's name in the middle?
Just the initial, not the spelling of the whole.
And why'd they take it out? Do you know?
I have no idea.
So what country?
But the country did not change its name.
Now you're getting too...
Till 2001.
Yeah, it's... I think I've been holding the question since then.
It's something like Saudi Arabia?
No.
Just the initial of the country.
I think if there would have been some kind of... What would prompt the country to change its flag in 2001?
Change of government.
Yeah.
A forced change of government sometimes.
Or disassociation.
I think it still has the same name.
Or disassociation with a, you know, like they're no longer part of the...
Like Zaire became Congo.
Is it an African country?
Yeah.
Well, things are always changing there.
So what happened to
nobody has job security over there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, what? So it's not Zaire in Congo?
No.
Or the Central African Republic, Central African Empire?
No.
Okay.
Unless this country that I have as the answer has changed its name, but I
that, that could well happen. All right, we'll leave it out. And we'll berate you at the end of the show.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Nick again from San Francisco.
Hello.
Hi, were you looking originally for another Three Stooges?
No, the question was who was the only person that kept the original last name? And that was one of the brothers who was not in show business.
Ah, sorry. Okay. How about a safe state being Nebraska?
Nebraska?
No.
And a dangerous state being Texas?
Dangerous state, Texas?
No.
No.
Oh, boy. And the autobiography being Nixon?
No.
Ooh.
That's a good guess. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's very far away from Nixon.
And you said it wasn't an American except maybe naturalized, right?
Yeah, somebody who lived in this... Yeah, I'm sorry, was there anything else?
No, thanks.
All right, well, thank you very much. It was somebody that lived in this country for quite a while, but is not... Yeah, I don't think that... Maybe a naturalized citizen, but not born here.
All right, how about Elie Wiesel?
Oh, that's a good guess.
Very good guess.
Yeah, but no.
All right.
Not Elie Wiesel. Oh. More upbeat than that. More upbeat.
Not Nixon.
A totally different, different
genre.
Sort of thing. Yeah,
you say if it's a man or a woman, you didn't.
I'll tell you now. It's a woman. It's a woman.
Came to America.
In the last 40 years, you said?
The book was written in the last 40 years. I'll tell you, the book was written in 1971, or published in 1971.
Wow.
So, and sold 20 million copies.
She's still alive?
Yes. She is.
Oh.
It's not Lauren Bacall.
No. Not Lauren Bacall. Do you have something quick you want to...
Yeah. I have... Okay, how about this? Only two states have state birds and songs. Only two states have state toys. And they're both in some way directly affiliated with the state.
Is so Lincoln Logs one from Illinois?
Another Illinois question.
Yes.
No.
And I'm still wrong, apparently.
Yeah, and I have my own son, Zach Fisher, gave me this question. He gave me the Mr. Rogers and the Billions Parade, and he gave me two states have state toys. Both well known.
So if you say the toys, that would immediately give it away?
The toys well enough?
You know what? If I said the toys, I don't think it would give you the states necessarily.
Tell us the toys, then.
Okay. One of the toys. Well, we'll see. We'll see if I'm right. Okay. The one of the toys is the Slinky, and one of the toys is the teddy bear, which you might argue is not a toy, but we'll accept it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they both have a real association with the state.
Right. So the teddy bear raises the question of, was named after Theodore Roosevelt. So would it be the state toy of New York, or would it be named after where the bear came from originally?
It's more where the hunting expedition happened.
Okay. All right.
Which happened in the United States.
It
was bear hunting in a state that surprises me.
Where the Slinky was...
I don't know where the Slinky was invented.
Roosevelt was not hunting the Slinky.
Was that a Whammo invention?
That was invented for totally some other reason. And
it was happenstance.
And then it turned into a toy later.
Yeah. I don't know. So where's the Slinky? And they became the state toys of these two states.
Right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I guess that's me.
It is you.
Yeah. I'm back again. This is Carl and Patero. It's 3-3, the bottom of the seventh.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll put it on the large screen.
Maybe
TV
they're going
here.
To go 18 innings again.
Maybe.
No, it's not that bad. That's exhausting. Because I want to go to bed at a By the way, the mustache that Tom Selleck, Gerard Prideaux and all that, that wouldn't be mustaching, would it?
No, not that.
I was thinking. Anyway, this film in Chicago, it wouldn't be Ferris Bueller's Day Off, would it?
It would be. That's the Illinois State. Well, it takes place in Highland Park, and they go downtown, they cut school. Very good.
Dean is throwing up his hand.
Getting a lot of dirty looks
all
in the studio.
That's all right.
Well, I remember it's set in Chicago because they got that. The garage for the car.
They go downtown, and they go by the Sears Tower.
Well, the Blues Brothers is just as
Blues Brothers is
Chicago-y
a good choice.
And Illinois-y.
Yes. All right.
Wasn't
well, we got them all.
The garage car was in that eventually he crashed it out of. Wasn't that the Frank Lloyd Wright house, too?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
I remember that. It looked like one.
Yeah.
I remember that house.
Yeah, I think it was.
Could be.
All right.
I had to switch ears. Sorry about that. Dangerous State, I don't know. How about Alaska, right? You did Texas.
No.
How about Nevada?
No.
California?
No.
Nope.
Your safest state. Who knows?
All right. Thank you very much.
That's just one of those statistical things. We could guess Utah for every time.
Yeah, I know.
With his question about states.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. A few minutes left. If you want to give us a quick call, 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Barbara from San Francisco.
Hi, Barbara.
And I believe the autobiography that you're looking for is My Life by Bill Clinton.
No.
Ooh.
Good
it
guess,
is not.
Though. I could guess.
It is not.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is this me?
It is you.
This is Bart from San Francisco. I have an answer for the flag of the African nation.
Okay.
The flag, well, what it used to be, the flag of Rwanda.
Correct.
The large capital R in the set.
Very good. That's it.
Thing.
You got it.
And that's all I've got.
Is that still Rwanda? Isn't it?
Still Rwanda.
Okay.
It's still
very
Rwanda,
good.
but the flag doesn't look.
They changed
that way
the flag.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Bart. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah. Hello. This is Paul from Albany.
Hi, Paul.
And the safest states because they don't have natural disasters are South Dakota and Montana.
Montana's correct.
Oh.
Not South Dakota.
Is it North Dakota?
No.
Okay.
No Dakota. Well,
you're half right, and that's good. Thank you very much. Let's see. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, is New Jersey for the Slinky?
No.
Oh,
because it was a
it was on a nuclear submarine, and it was a spring that kept...
Yeah, I knew they invented it for something else entirely.
Yeah, it was like some sort of spring in a nuclear sub, and it would walk down the steps.
Well, that's interesting. Okay. No, not New Jersey. New Jersey's the dangerous state, but not the slinky state.
It's a dangerous place. And also, as far as that's concerned, how about Idaho for the safest?
That's correct.
Oh,
number
Idaho.
Two. Idaho and Montana, right.
Oh, that's two bells tonight.
Very good.
Three.
Thanks.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, indeed. So I had the question. I had the answer about Rwanda, but another country that changed its flag in 2001 was Afghanistan.
Afghanistan. Oh, Afghanistan, right.
Afghanistan as well. All right, a lot of our audience like my questions because they tend to be scientific and health-wise and all this stuff. So I appreciate your patience.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Doesn't stop you, but keep doing it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is me.
It is you, yeah.
Okay, I have a guest for the autobiography.
Yes.
Is it Maya Angelou's I Know Where the Caged Birds Sing?
That's good. That's not exactly, that's more of a, that's a fictionalized autobiography, kind of like a fictionalized story of her life, kind of.
Yeah, it's a tricky category.
Yeah, it is sort of tricky, but no, not that.
Okay.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead.
Again, I got in fast. I forgot, the teddy bear is Mississippi, isn't it? Where the bear hunt was?
Very, very good. Mississippi is where Teddy Roosevelt went on the bear hunt.
You'd have a bear hunt in Mississippi. I think a bear is down there.
That's really good. Nice going.
I just remember Mississippi for bear hunts. Where was the pointy? Did you give that answer?
We haven't given it yet.
It's
coming up soon.
All right, we're almost out of time, so we got to get going.
Okay, sorry, got to go.
That's all right.
I'll let you go. Bye.
All right. One more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there.
Hi.
I also got Mississippi. I just want you to know.
Give him a bell.
We believe you. Thank you. All right.
Is the memoir Born Free?
No.
Okay.
Born Free. That's an interesting guess.
1971.
That's the 60s. That was written in the early
60s. Well, 71 is close, yeah.
Not really.
Anyway.
And, all right, time to clean up. Jerry?
Well, the two safest states, which were guessed, are Montana and Idaho, the two most dangerous. One of which was guessed was New Jersey. The other is, it's actually Southern California, so that's half a state.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Well, yeah, they have fires and...
Reach over this table and...
Floods and earthquakes. Okay. Sweeney, Sharp Eagles, Maltipons, and Chugs are all designer dog breeds.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
None of our dog owners.
No.
Pedigree dog owners.
I've never had a designer breed.
Well, okay. Okay, that's it.
Okay, Lori.
And the state toy of Mississippi is that of Mississippi is the teddy bear, and the slinky was made and is the state toy of Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Is that it?
Frequent. That's all I have.
Oh, okay. The actors who appeared in a film that had the title of or the name of a country as the whole film title. So once somebody got Sonja Henie, Iceland. Nobody quite went that far.
Of course.
Ava Gardner, Singapore.
Really?
Alan Ladd, China.
Really?
Yes. And Maria Montez, I was pretty sure nobody's going to get that, Sudan.
Iceland, that's perfect.
Yeah, Iceland, perfect. Frederick March, Gerard Depardieu, and Tom Selleck all play Columbus in the movies.
Oh, yes, that's right.
This being close to Columbus Day.
Tom Selleck.
Yes, Tom Selleck.
Frederick March is even...
Really good casting.
Well, Gerard Depardieu and Tom Selleck, you may remember that they had versions of Columbus came out the same year. Two different movies, 1992, I think. All right, on the list of the best-selling autobiography of all time, you're going to kill me. The Happy Hooker, Xavier Hollander.
Oh,
Happy Hooker, Xavier Hollander, 1971, sold 20 million copies.
That's such a good answer. Really?
I said almost as a joke.
I'd like it on record. I didn't think of that. So,
if we didn't get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was Jerry Nachman, well-known Bay Area author from Diablo Valley College, Lori Fisher. Thank you very much, Lori.
Thanks.
I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Kevin Vance and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week. We will be here as usual next Sunday at 7. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Sure you might. It's got to be this or that.